Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
To Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it, established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sown deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. If ye lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so, Lord, we are in your presence to just say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, that we have entered into the month of April, or the fourth month of the Gregorian calendar. Lord, and we thank you for allowing us to enter into this month in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been God who was on our side, where would we be? So, Lord, this morning, we come to thy throne of grace. And, Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we ask for mercy, 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 O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Have mercy upon us, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, be merciful unto us. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And so, Father, we cry out for mercy. In the name, Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our souls in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse the environment, O God. Perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, O God, we put on the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses, on our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandkids, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, those that are connected to us. Be a wall of fire and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your tangible presence this morning. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, but in your presence there is fullness of joy. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this morning. Not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh oil this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, Holy Ghost, move in our lives. Perfect all that concerns us, Holy Spirit. Move in dark areas. Let there be light. Let the light of God begin to shine in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let there be light. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill our lives. Oh, God, Holy Ghost, fill us up. Let overflow. Oh, Holy Spirit, let our life come into divine order. In the name of Jesus, according to what you have ordained our lives to be, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. We try to make it without you. When we try, we fail. Holy Spirit, you are our lifeline. We are totally, completely dependent on you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour, Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, we release this day to you in the name of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy, sin and unseen, noon and unknown. We cancel those plans in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are the glory and you are the lifter of our hands. In the name of Jesus. You are our glory and the lifter of our hands. And so, Father, we thank you for lifting up our hands. In the name of Jesus, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. And so, Lord, we just thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you. Anointing, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Lord, we magnify your name. Your name is worthy, O God. Your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor, O God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and there I stay. Oh, Father God, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father God, we dwell with you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach us to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Teach us how to love as you love and how to forgive as you forgive us, O God. Help us to walk in your truth. O God, we shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. O God, fill us up, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us in everything that we do, O God. We need you. We are totally dependent upon you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the open heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for lifting up the gates of this month, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you, the King of Glory, come in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you, our steps are ordered by you, oh God, that we will walk in your ways and do your will. Empower us to do what is right, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, empower us to walk by faith and not by sight. Holy Spirit, we need you. Teach us, lead us. Holy Ghost, guide us, Holy Spirit. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives. We decrease, oh God, and you increase you. We surrender our lives to you. Oh, Lord, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender to you. Hallelujah. 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 Uriya masan dedede goriere kayamasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Roma sandariako. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We praise his name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We magnify you, O God. In Jesus' name, we pray amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining, welcome this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We apologize for being a little late this morning, but we're going to just go through the word and in the name of Jesus, and see what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 27. We started it, and we're going to try to go through it just a little bit this morning as the Holy Spirit will allow us to go through it. In the name of Jesus. So Holy Ghost, once again, I surrender to you. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Holy Spirit, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Genesis 27, we started it, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, oh my God, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. And make me some serving meat, such as I love. And bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And when Rebekah heard what Isaac spake to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from hence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. And I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me death. And he went and fetched and brought death to his mother, and his mother made sovereign meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to pass and came unto his father. My father, he said, Yemah, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau, my firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me arise. I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast brought it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he found him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. The voice is Jacob's voice, and the hands are Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Let's just stop right there. Yesterday we talked about the dimness of Isaac's eyes. His eyes were dim, and when we're talking about dim, you know, when you know what it means, when the light is not shining brightly, and you dim it a little bit. So we're talking about the physical eyes being dim, but we can look at it from the spiritual perspective. We spoke about dimness yesterday, almost like blind. Hallelujah. So Isaac was fooled because what? His eyes were dim. Amen? His eyes were dim. And we talk about the light. When your eyes is not dim, it's full of the truth. And we talk about yesterday how getting the truth in. Amen? Because when you read the word of God, when you stand with God, you grow in the Lord, and you learn the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But you have to be whosoever willing and obedient will eat the fruit of the land. You have to be willing to eat that fruit. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So that means you got to seek after God. Seek him, and you will find you got to pursue after him. Amen. Because you want to know the truth. You just don't want to take what people say. You, even as I read this word, and I'm saying Genesis 27, you need to write this down. And say, let Genesis 27, what does she say? Instead of you just taking what revelation. Because you cannot just stick the word as like that. You know, a preacher will preach it. You've got to take time to read it. Because there are some preachers who say stuff and they're not really in the Bible. Those are just slang. And then we take it and we capitalize on these things instead of us reading for ourselves. Read your Bible, pray every day, you will grow. We're walking in the world is dark and Christians' eyes are dim and we're being fooled. We don't have discernment and we are not wise because we are tossed about with every kind of doctrine, every kind of thing. And some of us are after prophetic words. Are we running after signs and wonders? Yes, the devil will perform signs and wonders, and we don't even know which one is right and which one is wrong. Why? Because we do not take the time to seek God and seek his face, spending time with him. Okay? Reading, not only reading, going to Bible studies. Time. A Bible-believing church. Going to Bible studies. And sacrificing that time and have a listening ear. Lord, what are you speaking? Because every time you walk into a church building, if that preacher is preaching, there's a word there for you if that preacher is authentic. And you will be able to know. Hallelujah. And we will not be talking about this prophet up, we run behind this prophet. This pastor up, we run behind the pastor. Man, we cannot be like little babies. We cannot be after eat meat and leave the milk alone. Hallelujah. It takes sacrifice. If you can get up in the morning and go on to work, And you can make sacrifices for God. Hallelujah. It takes a sacrifice. It is not easy. If you do not want to be fooled, I don't care what in the whole world, when that pastor gives you that scripture, you take God and read it. And you have your journal or your notebook beside you to write what the Spirit of God is speaking to you. You not only read, the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and you get not one Bible, you get a couple of Bibles. You get Bible commentary, you got to get to understand. It got to be something that you do all the time. But not just a form of godliness. But you must have a passion. Seek at first after righteousness. Lord, I want to know more and more about you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to learn of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm saying this to you. Do not do these things. When our eyes are not enlightened, it can cause death. I repeat, if your eyes are not enlightened, it could cause you your death. It could cause you messing up your destiny because you're not enlightened. So every prophet say this, we listen, instead of doing and forming our own intimate relationship. God didn't say your pastor must form an intimate relationship for you. You got to do it yourself. How bad do you want it? How bad do you just want the instant gratification? Or you just want little puddles here, there? Or do you want to go fully and run after him? He says, seek me when you will find me. So you have to have that passion, that desire. Amen. So this can cause your death. I'm serious. Because when you follow some of these false prophets, some of them, I'm not saying, look at the What happened with Jim Jones? Look at all those people. Let's look at how people, it turns into a cult. And different things that, or they release a satanic decrees upon you. They take the oil, and the oil comes from Satan's kingdom. Because everything God does, Satan will copycat. And before you know it, you have been, you afflicted, you sick, you can't get well. Then the same pastor comes to the hospital, who is a satanic pastor, to pray for you. Before you know it, you have left this world. And it was not your time. But because you feel to take time to study, to take time to read the Bible, you feel to sacrifice. If you, ladies, you can sacrifice, you do your hair, you do your nails, you do this, you do that. You can sacrifice to listen and hear the word of God. You can sacrifice your time within the presence of the Lord. We always rushing. We rush to work. We rush, but what quality time do we spend with God? Hallelujah. So what I want you to look at, verse 23. And he says, "Stern him not, because his hands were hairy." Hands were hairy. Because his hands were hairy. He just said, you see, that's physical. Now let's look at 22. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him. The voice is Jacob's voice. But the hands are the hands of Esau. The voice is, look, your voice is so distinct. If every one of us got a distinct voice. That's why you don't have to see the person's face. You can recognize them. We recognize people. It's the voice. Amen? That's why Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice and follow me." Jacob was on the right track. Isaac was on the right track. He should have followed the voice. The voice. And not the hair on the hand. Because you remember, Rebecca gives Isaac this hairy stuff to put on. It's a fake stuff. But the voice, the voice, she could not do anything to mess with that voice. Hallelujah. So John 10:27-28, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." My sheep, so the sheep knows the voice of who? The shepherd. The sheep, really, very familiar with the voice of the shepherd. Hallelujah. The sheep knows the Jesus' voice and follow. And do not follow the what? The voice of strangers. Jacob, Isaac looked at that flesh and didn't listen to the voice. First of all, his eyes were dim. And he looked at the flesh and did this. He was doing the right thing. And he believed that it was Esau. That it wasn't Esau. He said, "You got Jacob's voice and Esau's hands." We have to be careful. Careful. And follow the voice of Jesus Christ. Amen. And don't follow the voice stranger. When you follow the voice, if you stop following, that means you don't recognize God's voice. And the reason why, because you don't spend time with him. You got to know his voice. If you don't know his voice, you will not be able to go to the next level. You will be fooled. Esau. I mean by Jacob. How can you know his voice? By spending more time with him. In the name of Jesus. I pray that each and every one of us will be able to recognize the voice of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. As we enter into this month, I pray that your spirit be alert in the name of Jesus so that you can receive what God has for you. And God, shut some doors will be shut. Then you cannot go in anymore because you're going backwards. You need to move forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. As we enter into this month of April, according to the Gregorian calendar, the month of April, and we enter in the month of Nisan, O God, when the children of Israel pass over, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for opening our ears to recognize your voice and follow your voice and not follow the voice of strangers. Listening to the voice of strangers, we listen to lies, manipulation, different ways that will follow after you. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. In our walk with you in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go further, I want us to pray. Today is Reverend Apostle Boyer's birthday. He turned 65. Hallelujah. So we're going to lift him up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your servant, O God. It is you who brought him to this new age, O God. And so, Father, as he grows older, we pray that he comes closest to you and that his relationship with you continuously grow and expand, that you will enlarge his territory, that your inner righteousness will rest upon him, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for open doors, oh God. We thank you that your strength is made perfect in his weakness, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you will grant him the desires of his heart according to your riches in glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you shield him with your favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you, Father. Apostle Boyer, thank you. Oh, God, we pray. Thank you for Tina, who came all the way here to see her dad. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing her safe and traveling mercies. We thank you for her family back home, her son, her husband, her children. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, we decree, I decree, declare, prophesy. Father God, that all that you have ordained this day will shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we bless you and we thank you because Apostle Boye is a love gift of the body of Christ. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who wants to say a prayer before we leave, Apostle Boy, you just press one person. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And our Father, Creator of heaven and the earth. Father, we are so blessed this morning. We are joyful this morning. Coming to you with your son, your handmaid, your servant, Apostle Bayou, who made a day it is today. Lord, we listen up to you, Father. Those years ahead of him, let them be a years of joy. Father, we thank you for his life. We thank you for his family's life. We thank you for his children and grandchildren's life. We thank you for his wife, our Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done in his life and those that you will do in his life. We present him to you, our God, our Father. We cover him with the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. King of kings, we thank you. We lift him up, Father, and give him to you, Lord. You guide him. He needs your guidance. Guide him, protect him, our King and our God. We thank you for his children. We thank you for his grandchildren. Father, as we celebrate this day, Father, let the blessing from heaven fall upon him. We ask you, Papa, to bless him abundantly and sealingly. We ask you, Lord, to seal him with the shield of favor. Cover him, Papa God, with your love, your grace, your mercy, your compassion. Our Father, oh, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you, whatsoever, Lord, he put his hand in, let it be blessed. Whosoever he touched, let that person be blessed. Our God, we thank you. Words are inadequate to express to you for your servant. We thank you for the type of seven and Lord you have given to this prayer line. We honor you, we adore you. Continue, Papa God, to strengthen him, continue to pour your blessing upon him. Continue to anoint him with the anointing of Hezekiah, the Hezekiah anointing. Pour it upon him, Papa. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lord, whatsoever is tomorrow and years ahead, months ahead, days ahead, guide him, carry him through. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We cherish you. We thank you for his lovely, committed, devoted wife. Father, I lift her up to you this morning. Continue to strengthen her. Continue, Papa God, to bless her. Continue, Lord. Thank you for her. Thank you for their children. Father, as they join their dad to celebrate his later day, Lord, let them be led. Let him celebrate it with the Holy Spirit, with the Father and the Son. Jesus, I thank you. I adore you. I honor you. Take your glory, we shall share with no man. Thank you for Apostle Brian. Thank you, Papa God. Words are inadequate to express to you for the Son of God, your servant. Continue, Lord. Take him from level to level as you have been doing. taking him from level to level, strengthen him, favor him, guide him, protect him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Young. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mary Emma. And then after you're close.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to bless God this morning. Father, Papa in the house. I pray happy birthday to him. As I pray, Father God, pray for Papa this morning. Lord, we pray, and he's celebrating his little day today. Father, we pray, oh God, that you grant him a heart desire, oh God, that you give him many more years to come, oh God, that you take him from grace to grace, oh God, from higher to higher. Father God, continue to bless him, oh God, continue to favor him this day, oh God. Lord, as he celebrates his family, oh Lord, let him be together, let him be in grand star in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for good health in his, pray for long life, good health, oh God. Give him grace, give him favor as he celebrates today. Father, I want to thank you for his family that he be celebrating with, that it all will be a joyful day for both of them, oh God. So, Lord, we praise you, we magnify your name, we exalt you, we appreciate you for our Papa in the house. Continue to bless him. Continue to bring his heart desire. Father, we say, Lord, continue to bless him, oh God. Give him many, many more years than he celebrate, oh God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Nothing to say, but we just say thank you for his little day today. That you continue to bless him. That you continue to guide him. Continue to strengthen him, oh God. That, Lord, that even as he go out today, let him be blessed. Whatever he touch, whatever he do, that he be blessed. More blessing, more blessing, more grace upon his life. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for Apostle. Thank you for her. Continue to bless her. Continue to guide her. Continue to protect her. So, Lord, we just want to bless your name this morning for our Papa in the house. We say happy birthday. May God continue to bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Emma. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for joining us.